Welcome to Changing Light Bulbs, the podcast that's dedicated to innovation and transformation in all of their forms.
I am your host, Greg R. McGovern, and in this episode, I speak to a colleague, Gil. Gil's interesting in that he lost almost a third of his body weight, and more importantly, he's been able to keep it off. I think what was interesting to me and one of the takeaways I had from this conversation was really the concept of having that trajectory, having that direction in life, and really letting it lead to where you want it to lead. I truly hope you enjoy this conversation as much as I had when I recorded it, and please take a listen. All right, Gil, well, welcome to our podcast today. How are you?
Good, thanks, Greg. How are you?
Great. Well, thanks again for coming in and talking to us today. This is awesome.
It's great. Thank you. It's good to be here. I'm happy to share my story.
This is fantastic. So you're here today to tell us a little bit about your journey. Maybe you can tell me a little bit about that.
So the personal transformation has really been a goal of getting myself back into shape. I guess one, you could have said that over the years I excelled at being a bit of a couch potato or a desk potato.
Yeah. like many of us.
And was challenged with, losing weight and, and so what it is for me is actually having taken the challenge of losing weight after I turned 50, and the weight that I lost was about 135 pounds.
Wow, that is unbelievable. And was it a battle all your life with weight?
It's been my whole life.
Yeah.
And when I was a younger man, I was in much better shape.
Yeah.
Than being younger and everything like that. But I did sort of take that for granted, I suppose, and took my eye off the ball with that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then over time, the trajectory that I like to say is started to take a different turn for me, and I needed to make some drastic changes, and I found that out when I just turned 50 and decided I was really going to take this seriously and get back to the gym.
Was it just that you turned 50, or was there something else that
it was something else, and the something else was a number of things. First of all, I was feeling a lot of pain.
Yeah.
I was also dealing with internal type issues as well, high blood pressure. It turns out it seems that I was somewhat diabetic.
Wow.
So things like that, dealing with issues that were of concern to me from a health perspective, and seeing somebody when I was walking down Yonge Street, seeing somebody go by in a motorized scooter or a wheelchair, yeah, if you will, with their limbs partially removed from their knee down.
Oh, wow.
And looking at that person and realizing, that's my future.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
I don't do something serious about who I am now. And it also dawned on me that right then and there, it wasn't the sudden death that was going to be of concern, because they can keep you going a long time with medication. It was going to be the quality of life that I was going to be challenged with. And I didn't like the idea of that.
Yeah, yeah.
To me, I could live with the lights out. It was the slow decline that scares the crap out of me. And I just had enough of that. That was the catalyst for my change.
That's unbelievable. Yeah. Now that you've made the decision, where do you go from there?
So the first was I signed up for a coach, a trainer.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, try 7 sessions at the discounted rate and see how you do and stuff like that. During the course of those 7 sessions, I was having the most fun I had had in my life. And I'd lost 15 pounds over the course of those 7 sessions. So I thought to myself, it's going to cost me a lot,
yeah,
but it's going to cost me more if I don't do this.
Right.
So I did sign up for a long-term commitment with a trainer and a coach at the gym. So we've been, in many respects, I'm supposed to be the guy golfing, being the golf pro, and he's sort of my caddy. He's the one that's going to make sure I'm doing things right.
Yeah, yeah.
And with the right tools and equipment at that time. And so for me, it was helpful in having somebody like that, because first of all, number one, it took me to my limits, and then secondly, taught me how to exceed those limits.
Wow, that's very cool. Yeah. So was that, do you believe that that's the most critical component of going through that type of journey, having that kind of support?
Is it the most critical component? it's a critical component.
Right.
The most critical component, I would say no, because many people do sign up for coaching sessions, training sessions, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
At the gym, and they have some success, but not the success that I had.
Right.
I would have to say there's another critical component, which is the desire within to make that change happen. To know that where you are is such an unacceptable state that you are going to do all the hard work necessary to make the right thing happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is incredible hard work.
Right. It is.
Not only just in the gym. So I'm guessing also you had to do diet things. Was that a...
Yeah. So that was the first... session. First they asked me to start taking like probiotics and having like better kind of things involved in the digestion of probiotics. So the second part was getting involved in watching what I was actually eating, and the big part of that was actually starting your day with 6 eggs.
Wow.
Every single day. And I'm still doing that to this day.
6 eggs.
6 eggs a day.
And what's the impetus behind that?
Protein.
Okay.
Protein. So you can't start building muscle if you don't have protein.
Right.
Carbs are evil. So the bagel and the cream cheese, yuck.
Yeah.
But the particularly bad thing is the bagel. And now the next logical question. Well, what about your cholesterol? Cholesterol dropped like a stone.
Wow.
On 6 eggs a day. So people think, I get up in the morning, I'll have a piece of fruit and a bagel, and I'm really healthy. No, you're not.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
just loading yourself with sugar, and that's not the right way to go about it, because you're going to burn out midday.
So the diet is actually fascinating, but let's shift gears here a bit. So you've gone through this transition. What are some of the things that you started noticing right away?
One of the things that's happened is I'm no longer called out as being the fat guy.
Right.
I can actually wear fairly comfortable clothes to work now. I don't have to wear a tie, because I didn't want to be known at one time as the fat guy. So I wanted. Yeah. So when I would work in an environment, most people wouldn't wear ties. I would wear a tie.
Right.
Just so people would say, you got to go talk to Gil. Well, who's that? Well, if they said he's the fat guy over there, I don't want that. So it was like he's the guy wearing the tie over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though they probably said he's the fat guy over there, but I was trying to compensate a bit and cover up.
That's fantastic. So what was the biggest challenge as you were going through this transformation?
The biggest challenge for me, and it's a good question, because people have asked me, is it easier being in shape and going to the gym every day, or is it was it easier being out of shape and not going to the gym? And the answer is, It's easier to suffer for an hour and a half than it is to suffer 24/7.
Yeah.
Okay. So for me, it was really no big deal. I can get through this hour and a half, but you have to get there. So all I would do is, it doesn't matter how I was feeling, I would say, I'm going today.
Yeah.
And I could be ready to fall over because I'm exhausted from what's gone on at the work or whatever, but I'm going. And what that would do is that would set in my mind that I'd made the change, that I'd done, what I needed to do that day as far as the commitment. And then I would still be committed to the diet, because there's no way I'm going to go blow the diet after an hour and a half of working hard in the gym. So the two worked hand in hand.
Interesting. Yeah. So beyond your personal trainer and coach, was there anything else you needed to support yourself to get you to get to that gym every day?
Not having to drive an hour and a half in a commute makes a huge difference.
Right.
So you're able to take that time and apply it here. But having said that, if I should ever be so unfortunate as to not be able to work in Toronto that I have to go back to the 905s and another job, I would change my course of action immediately upon taking that job and find a gym that is immediate to where I work and make sure I get there every day after work and not sitting behind a wheel, because that's awful.
Yeah, yeah. Today the statistics are incredible. I mean, 2-3 hours a day in sitting in traffic. So throughout this process, as you're going through it, were there elements where you had some joy, you saw some success?
Definitely. And there's two kinds of seeing the success. One is within, and that is when I first started getting to the gym, I couldn't you know, bench. I could only do 6 push-ups. Now I'm doing 225-pound bench presses, not a problem. I'm able to go 40 minutes, 50 minutes on the elliptical. So all of these things in terms of measuring that success is important there. So being able to see where I started and where I'm at now is huge. The external things that helped me along the way was first of all two things. There's two groups of people: people I knew in the past and people that I got to know this transformation. So the two things that I found out was people who knew me were complimenting me like right off the get go, like, "Oh my gosh, you know, and people that know me for years, you know, to be blunt, I'm glad you're doing this because I really thought you were close to the end in your life."
Yeah, yeah.
And then there are people who would I never met before and never knew before, and I met them for the first time following having lost all the weight and following all the transformation. And that's where the sort of the bigger measure of success became in terms of their reaction, because I would get compliments where I wouldn't get compliments before. Like, people wouldn't solicit, "Oh, you, wow, you ever look great," kind of a thing. It was nothing like that. And this is not to sort of break my arm to pat myself on the back, but the fact of the matter is it matters. It does increase your self-awareness. It does increase your confidence, and it did help in making that transformation. And then the third thing was the support of family. There's no question in my mind that without the support of my wife, I could do this. There's just no question. She's been immensely supportive to me.
Absolutely. I think in every case, in every discussion that we're having with any of our guests, it's that support network that you need to kind of get through. What about a goal? Did you set yourself a goal to begin and try to reach for that? Or did you just kind of say, "I just wanted to get healthy"?
Yeah, I definitely had goals for my weight and everything else. But I would say... I mostly just enjoyed the ride.
Okay.
Okay. So I knew we were going to get to the journey. I knew we were going to get there. There was no question.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see the weight coming off. I could see the differences in the work that I was, the output of energy and everything like that I was putting into it. I did some different things as well. I've started doing volunteer work and stuff like that, things I could not do. So goals for me became not so much a goal of a number, because it is just a number.
Right.
To be, you know, this amount of weight tomorrow isn't really a big deal to me. It's just that's what I got to be healthy. But to be, you know, doing something that's meaningful, that's a goal. And these are things I could not do if I was not back in shape and doing this.
And not just in the shape, you have totally new confidence and the, you know, the hope in the future that you can do other things.
Absolutely, yeah.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So what were the biggest lessons that you learned as you went through this process?
I guess what I kind of came to realize is the bigger picture of a few things in life. First of all, people are on their own journey. No matter what happens, you are where you are supposed to be at that point in time.
Yeah.
Okay? So if I was to say to myself, being who I am today, and go back to the guy I was 20 years ago and actually face him on and say, "Hey, buddy, you got to change things now," kind of a thing, because you got 20 years and you got 15 more years of being this way, and then you're going to get it right. So why don't you do it today and get it right now, and then you don't have to worry about doing it when you're 50. You do it when you're 35. You know, that was something that I realized, well, it doesn't matter, because I picked the right time for me anyways.
Right.
And you can't look at somebody else and say, "You should do this now."
Right.
Because it doesn't matter that they should do it now. It's that they should do it sometime. And whatever it is they're going to do in their transformation, it's up to them to do that.
Yeah.
So you can't... everything happens on its own time is what I'm saying. And that's, I think, the biggest lesson that I learned. And then inside of all of that, you have to really live life to its fullest. You have to look at everyone as pure as the day where they were born. In other words, with open eyes, don't prejudge anybody. Don't look at somebody with, you know, kind of a critical eye, kind of a thing. Thinking, "Oh, you know, maybe you're too old. Maybe you're too, fat.
Yeah.
Maybe you're too this. You're too that." Because everybody is going to be that unique individual that they need to be inside.
Yeah.
And I think to me that's the real life lesson that I've had. Because the world can be a little superficial.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there a moment you knew you had made it?
Yeah, and for me, it was when I was able to calculate, like, you know, and I said I haven't been, you know, I don't really pay attention to the numbers. Well, in terms of the long term and where you've landed, kind of a thing, you have sometimes have to look at the KPIs. And for me, the KPI was when I had achieved 2 years doing this, and I had, you know, kept the weight off.
Yeah.
So my weight is today is the same as it was 2 years ago. So, and in fact, I've actually gained more muscle mass.
Right.
So I'm doing the right things and maintaining myself and keeping. So to me, the change is there. But keep in mind as well that anything can interrupt that change. Ultimately, change is a constant. There's no way in the world you can say, you know, it's not. There's not going to be no more. There's no more change in your life.
Yeah.
Change is coming. You know, and it's whether it's coming from aging, whether it's coming from disease, whether it's coming from unexpected circumstances out of the blue, it's coming.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to have to be prepared for that change and deal with it any way I can.
And building that resilience to be prepared.
And building that resilience to it. Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Any worry that you're going to slip back?
All the time. That's why I continue to weigh myself every day. That's why I continue to hit the gym all the time. That's why I continue to watch what I eat.
Yeah.
The last thing I want to do is go back to being that guy I was. I appreciated, you know, what I was in terms of, you know, supporting companies and organizations and everything else and all the external things that I did. But I didn't appreciate myself for the, you know, intangible things about me and that sort of thing. And from my standpoint, I didn't particularly like that guy that I used to be.
Right.
And I sometimes wonder how other people and you know, particularly my wife even liked that guy that I used to be.
Yeah.
But for me, it was really it's really about, you know, keeping your eye on, you know, on the ball type of thing, continue to move forward. I mean, it's all about trajectories, and we are in, you know, it's like a rocket taking off from a launch pad, you know? You get your initial boost, and you go, all right? Now, where you land, who knows?
Right.
But you can control that if you, you know, can light your main engine again, and if you can, you know, apply the retro rockets to steer the thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes that's what we have to do in guiding our change, because you're on a trajectory no matter what.
Yep.
But you can guide and steer where it is you're going to just by keeping your eye on the target.
Couple last questions. Anything unexpected that you learned along the way?
So I would say in my life, I've known many people, and I believe my increased confidence and self-awareness has made me someone that people gravitate towards.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes people want to tap into my success and learn from my experience. For others, there's just more of a general desire to enjoy my company. People do want to tap into somebody who's high on energy, is enthusiastic, has kind of a confident way of making people feel good about themselves, but, you know, support people when they feel they need the support as well, just like I receive support from a lot of people.
All right, last question for you. You get a chance to sit across from somebody who's maybe in your position a few years ago.
Yeah.
What would you say to them?
Stay the course. Okay. Don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up. And most importantly, I think you've got to, love yourself. Love those who are around you. Whether your spouse, your partner, your extended family, your friends. You know, but I think having that sense of commitment just to both, firstly to yourself and to others, is helpful in the journey and the transition you're going to go through. And then the last thing I would say to somebody is really enjoy the journey of life itself and all of the surprises that come along with it, because it's a great journey.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I really appreciate you sharing your story today. I mean, first of all, it's incredibly inspirational.
Oh, thank you.
And for somebody like myself who's always struggled with weight as well, I'm now taking a few hints. Okay. I may be applying them next week, so I really
appreciate probiotics and eggs.
Exactly, and a lot more exercise. Yeah. But no, I really appreciate this, and I really hope that we'll be able to do this again in the near future, because it's been fantastic. So thanks for your time.
This concludes our episode for today. I hope you enjoyed it. For more information on the work that I do around innovation and transformation, please check out my website at www.changinglightbulbs.com. And for more information on our amazing sponsor, Delta Oversee, the software company that's dedicated to enabling positive, sustainable change and transformations for organizations, please check out their website at www.deltaoversee.info or give them a shout at 647-513-3582. Don't forget to mention that you heard about us on this podcast. Thanks again, and never forget to continually adapt and transform for tomorrow's reality.